You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit. Now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight. Because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County. On a dark moonlit night, on a Christmas uncanny, Sheriff Rowland was snug in a well-disguised shanty. Now, scanning the decoys, she'd set out in hope that this year she'd catch him.
That dang jackalope.
See, on Christmases past, since our Jane was a tot, though she'd been a good girl, it would all be for naught. That critter would sneak past her folks and her grandy, break all the best toys, and eat all the good candy. Jane, what's got into you? Papa would ask her. And Jane would just wish she was in Madagascar. She'd tell him the truth with her best eloquence, but her pop was a cop, so she'd need evidence.
One day I'll show him,
she swore to herself, but the beast just appeared on the day of the elf. Her folks grew to call it her jackalope fever. He'd appear every year, and they'd never believe her.
This year I'll get him. And that'll be something,
she said to herself. Then she heard a great thumping. She scanned the horizon to spot the strange grazer, squinted her eyes and whipped out her good taser. She glanced at her homestead, and there in the glare, a huge set of antlers on an oversized hare. And then Sheriff Rowland, voice small as a mouse, whispered,
St. Nick and a Nighty, he's inside the house. Need backup. Come, Dillard. Let's nab this odd critter. We'll catch him inside, then I'll post it on Twitter. Get down from the roof, follow safe protocol. It's just your first day, son, so careful, don't...
I'm okay.
Assured that her deputy wasn't now toast, Jane returned to her task, now doubly engrossed. She flew to the porch and eased the door open, slid herself in, looked around...
Well, here's hoping...
She captured his gaze over there by the tree, devouring a chocolate Santa with glee.
There's nowhere to run to. There's nowhere to hide. I have you at rights in the place I abide.
The jackalope looked at her, grinned, and then nimbly tilted his head, feinted left towards the chimbley. He jumped to the right, then ran left through the gap between Jane and the door and fell right in her trap. The net that she'd set nabbed this beast on the lamb and trussed him all up like a weird Christmas ham. And now that she'd captured this mythical treasure, Sheriff Rowland was free to observe him at leisure. His antlers enormous, his coat was quite shiny, his ears extra long, cotton tail on his hiney, his nose all a-quiver, his whiskers a-twitchin', she found it quite awkwardly somewhat bewitchin'. Then Rowland took one small step closer because, as he clutched at the net with his chocolate-stained paws, his eyes full of tears as if making amends, the jackalope quivered.
I thought we were friends.
Friends?
Said the sheriff.
Is that what you say?
Of course.
Said the jackalope.
Don't you agree? It's our favorite game. We play it each year. Holiday fun, then I disappear?
A game?
Said the sheriff.
You putting me on... You break toys, eat candy, and then you're just gone?
It's Jackalope Holiday Hullabaloo. The best part of all is, I spend it with you.
The sheriff, who'd seen most things under the sun, first thought that this creature was having some fun. Trying to charm his way out of this scrape, plying her sympathies, then he'd escape. But the joy in his eyes, she thought, could not be faked. At the thought she might take it away, her heart ached. What this holiday meant, she could not quite infer, but whatever it was, he did share it with her. Then the jackalope, covered with peppermint scraps, smiled at her, and all her anger collapsed. For though she had prepped with her harshest invective, she knew she did not have this critter's perspective.
Go on, move along. There is nothing to see. Well, come on now, get going. I tell you, you're free.
The jackalope stood there, and puzzled, he said,
That's not how we do it.
And he scratched at his head.
All right, then,
said Rowland.
Guess I'll close my eyes. Then you can get to it, though it's probably unwise.
Great,
said the jackalope.
I comprehend. I'll get to it right away, favorite friend.
good as her word, Roland kept her eyes shut. She winced once or twice and felt odd in her gut. And when she did peek at the first break of dawn, the place was a mess and the candy was gone.
Happy holiday, hullabaloo!
Little help here?
I'm coming,
she said, the damage surveyed and mulled how to account for this strange escapade. She reckoned most folks would just not pay attention. It wasn't their business to know, not to mention the Jackalope's games were her family tradition. They'd helped her to find her way to her life's mission of solving the mysteries and helping good folks when monsters turned out to be more than a hoax.
You all right, son?
I am. I fell into this snowbank. What happened?
Not much. An elaborate kid's prank. Come on, let's get back in the car. Duty calls. We're needed for cocoa in Old Junction Falls.
And each Christmas hence, Jane would wake up to find a spectacular mess that she'd now redefined. A gift that no longer would she misconstrue. Her very own holiday hullabaloo.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Franke. Our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, On a Christmas Uncanny, was written by Todd Faulkner. It was produced by Todd Faulkner and Alex Thompson, and mastered by Anthony Thompson. It featured Nicole Greavy as Sheriff Roland, William Franke as Dillard, and Griffin Robert Faulkner as the Jackalope. We'd like to wish all of you a happy holiday season from all of us at Uncanny County. We kept this month's episode brief so we could spend more time with our loved ones, and we hope you're doing the same. We'll be back next month with our final episode of Season 1. If you've been enjoying the show, please let us know by leaving a review on iTunes. It's a little thing that makes a big difference by helping others find their way to Uncanny County. You can also contact us on Facebook or on Twitter at Uncanny County, or just drop us an old-fashioned email at uncannycounty@gmail.com. This is Todd Faulkner from Uncanny County, reminding you that it's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. The darkness is vindictive, and it knows where you live.